Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things each week to make you say a thing that's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
You know?
Patty's tired from stealing all that mail.
Yeah, Patty got stuck in a mailbox trying to steal mail.
We shared that on the bonus, how much you love to steal and read people's mail.
That's true, I do.
Everyone who knows you knows that's one of your favorite things to do.
It's really easy.
Mm-hmm. Except today when you got stuck.
Not a lot of security in place, generally. Yeah.
It was an extra big mailbox.
Yeah.
A real Icarus moment.
Just write it like, please don't open an important envelope. It's like, think I'm going to open it.
Yeah. We did spend about 15 minutes of the bonus complaining about the mail.
Just so, generally?
Yeah. We get too much of it and also not enough.
Okay.
Also not the things that matter, but a lot of things that don't matter.
There's a lot of stuff. Yeah. I mean,
I'm mad
there should
life.
Be some kind of penalty for unsolicited mailing that makes it so expensive that it's not worth it for them to just mail to everyone on the chance that somebody takes
it's
it.
It's like how calling me on the phone should cost a dollar.
Well, yeah.
They got mail.
The call center or what are those the robocalling places.
Yeah.
The people that run them should be beheaded on the Oval Office.
If you send me unsolicited mail, I should be able to send you a bomb.
I mean, I'm not like that's like that seems like a winning issue. It's like, hey, this shit should be illegal, and you should get machine gunned like Sonny and the Godfather.
If pink mist.
You're caught doing
if
it.
If you've done this,
like if you are making money off this, we should get to blow up your house like with your whole family in it.
What is it like the old like police squad or whatever, where he just puts a gun up to the phone receiver and shoots? And,
yeah,
like,
that's
out
what
the,
it should be like. Yeah. I
need to shoot my phone. There was the immortal words of Cher.
Yeah, there was a thread on Twitter it was like about scam calls and stuff, and it was like, it seems like scams are like the main thing that's animating like American life. Is it like everyone's constantly under assault from like potential scams all over the place?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, somebody, Tom Skaka wrote like a thing that was like, you know, this seems like the main issue and yet nobody can do anything. No political party seems to want to do anything about it or whatever. And there was a guy like deep in the replies that was like, hey, now it's not all. And you go to the guy's bio and it's like founder of some voiceover IP company. And it's like, dude, you need to shut up. And he's like, well, I got rich off that before it was used for this. It was made it easier to.
You don't want to make Dan Snyder sad.
Yeah,
king of fucking phone bullshit.
Oh no, all the guys that like sold something 25 years ago that no one ever knew what it was called and are now billionaires. It was radio.com or whatever Mark Cuban sold that made him
is that why he's rich, because he sold radio.com?
It was something like that. Broadcast.com. It was something that like no one ever used, you know. It was like a Real Player or some shit, you know. What it wasn't Real Player, but
Real Player.
When you would get a video that had to play on Real Player, it's like this guy did.
This
takes
feels
a lot of work
like a
for
virus.
A software to suck 25. You know what I mean? How when everything
it,
sucks.
How is this doing exactly what it said it would do, but it feels like a virus?
It feels wrong. Yeah, yeah. It feels
it's
like
playing
it.
The movie I downloaded.
Music videos exclusively to be opened in forwarded emails. Real Player.
Just like, getting a file off. Fucking,
it's a snuff film. Yeah. If you're playing it in Real Player, it's a snuff film.
Yeah.
It's the not a sanctioned. Thing.
Yeah, live leak before there was streaming.
Yes.
You just had to.
Real Player felt like live.
You could watch a Russian guy fall off a crane on Real Player and fucking die.
Yeah. And that's what they should do again to the people that run the robocall places.
They should get live leaked. They should get.
You have to go stand in the middle of the road in Russia.
Yeah,
you have to be the video
pulverized on a dash cam.
The video of the guys hanging on the towers, but
somebody
stamps on their hand and they fall.
Have you ever watched those videos from Russia? I think it's Russia. It might have also been like Japan or something. That there was like a thing. I think it's still big where people would throw themselves at cars to get insurance, and so everyone started installing dash cams.
That's why there are so many dash cams in Russia.
Yeah, exactly.
People would do that.
But they're very funny to watch because, like, obviously they're not getting that hurt because they plan it, but it's just guys, like, you just see a guy sprinting full speed at a car and then just, like, throwing himself onto the hood. And
that's
then,
what I'm going to start doing by the fucking Tesla dealership in Meatpacking, I'm telling you. That's, on that, those
cobblestone
streets.
It'll be easy, too.
Like,
they don't have the cars in there.
It's so funny to sell Teslas on a cobblestone street because I feel like
they
it would immediately
fucking
break.
They don't have the cars
in
there, but it is insane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's
They're weird. Have you ever ridden in one?
No. No, I heard they're freaky though. They're really quiet. It's
yeah,
spooky.
They don't move. And there's like, I got a,
they don't move.
A Lyft that I got was a Tesla one time. And I was just like, man, you are going to be in this lease for the rest of your life.
I heard you can play Fruit Ninja in them, but only it's with bacon or something.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it's epic pretty enough? Epic. Yeah.
I would say it was pretty epic. Right.
I was surprised. So another thing we did on the bonus was we looked at the top 10 make and models of cars that have received the most DUIs. And I was
pretty tight.
I was surprised that Teslas were not on there. I guess there just aren't enough.
Mm, yeah, I guess
we
it's,
just there
a
were
small
two.
Number.
There were two. It's like big trucks and then rich guy cars. That's the main the main stuff.
Dodge Ram runaway leader.
Yeah,
people are.
Yeah,
just
I feel like there are very few. Relatively, there are very few Teslas where it's just sample size. You can't get there.
Right.
It would have to be like everyone that has a Tesla drives drunk to even crack that.
I mean, probably. I think that might be true, but it still doesn't.
Well, don't they drive themselves? Has that happened yet?
Yeah. So you just fall asleep, and
we're not years ahead of that at this point. We're not years away from that technology.
Every video I see of someone doing that gives me a fucking heart attack because they are like constantly randomly accelerating into the middle
of
the street.
Oh shit, my computer car killed your wife. Sorry. Uh-oh. You know, I should get to blow it up.
I couldn't pick all the traffic lights quick enough and I hit a man with my fucking car. Yeah. Yeah. It's like you can't do that. They're like they're pretty good at driving themselves. Like, no, they need to be flawless.
Right. They can't be pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a big problem.
And they do hit people. Like not infrequently. So it doesn't fucking work correctly.
Okay, but consider this. Dogecoin or whatever the fuck. I don't know. It's memes.
Yes. There was a big crash. That was exciting. I think a lot of people lost a lot of money on NFTs.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. They're going
the yacht
down the
club
tubes,
is in peril. The Bored Ape Yacht Club.
Well, no, they already offboarded onto. They have like a coin now, right? Don't they have a crypto now?
I don't.
So that's the next thing where you get a bunch of guys to.
You hate read
because
about,
it's guys.
You hate
it's guys.
You hate you read know, about I, this more deeply than I do. I think.
No, I just saw. I just saw that it was there, and like. Now it's like $ape, you know, is like the coin, which is pretty tight. So definitely get involved in that if you're listening to this.
It's our financial advice.
Can't miss.
Can't miss.
Financial advice. This is the time to buy in.
Like, I'm not saying that your investments have to be made in
that,
things
the
where
yeah
you...
The Yak kid grew up to invest in NFTs. And
yeah. Yeah. Like you don't
he
have,
loves watching
you don't
crash.
Have to like the people that you invest in stuff, you know, with or whatever or for or, but man. You know, everybody who invests in those things should have to spend all their time with the other people that invest in those things. And they do.
I'm not
going to. They do. That's, yeah. They do and they love it. Yeah. That's the problem.
I don't want to give
they,
too much
they
of
get
this.
A, they get a 20% committed performance by Future at a venue in Miami or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's their big epic thing that they got to go
it's
to.
The highlight of their life.
And like
is
a
that dark?
5 minutes of stand-up by Aziz Ansari or something. There was like that was like an actual article. I forget who the music people were, but I think it was Aziz.
I don't want to give too much of a snapshot of my personal finances, but I have like an investment thing that they introduced an option where they were like, if you choose this option, it's like ethical. It's like we invest your stuff only in like morally good companies. Those companies do so fucking bad, dude. I lost money. I was like, get me back on BlackRock. This shit is not working. Oh, God.
It's like, I gave it a shot. This is not a viable investment strategy.
Like, dude, like, I'll show you. It's like, bam. It's like, this is what the price of this shit is. Like,
the
Jesus.
System works.
The system works.
Yeah.
So funny.
I don't know what I have fucking 4 billion shares of Tom's or some shit, but it's not doing well. I gotta switch off.
BlackRock.
It's okay.
This sucks.
I got all these pairs of shoes that turn into napkins when they get wet.
I can't do it now because if I just never switched, I could have been like, I just never got around to it. But now I have to be like, I consciously went back to the blood diamond companies because this is losing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're literally just investing in like fucking Raytheon.
Yeah.
You're like, yep, here we go. Smith & Wesson. Just all the bad companies.
I'm investing in Cruella de Vil. Yeah. She has
her
family.
Dalmatian
she has a family
business.
Fund. I got in on that. I know a guy that got me in on
that.
There's
some shares of Cruella de Vil's fashion
company.
They should
have, if they have a, you could, this is ethical, they should have a normal, an ethical, and then an unethical. They should let they should let you do only invest in evil companies.
Mm-hmm. Look, this is, I'm
just Smith & Wesson.
Yeah.
Just 100, yeah. Put it all in just, yeah. Just what's the old?
Devlin McGregor could give you Provasic.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like somebody.
Did you kill Lentz?
Somebody was tweeting about how it's like literally
switch
like
the samples.
Every company is like, you think you just want chocolate or something, and you go to their Wikipedia page, and there's like Colombian death squad allegations, and you're like, God damn it.
Yeah.
So you just invest in like Nestle, Dole, gun companies, military contractors, and like oil refineries or something.
I'm going to invest in insulin. The price.
The price of
I'm going to short insulin.
Yeah, get that mansion money.
I'm going to bet on the price of insulin going up. Just actual, like,
full evil shit.
Like a morality meter, like in a video game, just slamming to the left. Just absolute.
Like
absolute
Fable.
Bad ending. Yeah.
That's more fun, though. You kill all the villagers and stuff. It's
I have aggroed everyone in the world by shorting insulin.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right thing. Don't tell me.
No, you would invest. Shorting would be betting it would fail. It would go down.
Yeah, I'm betting that insulin is going to fail. You're going to run
the
out.
The motherfuckers on the planet are on that plane. Not craving action.
What you should do is...
That sounds so much like they want to fuck on the plane.
That's the money plan.
It's about Epstein. No.
That's the money plan right there.
Yeah. I know.
It's what you should do is short the ethical stock mutual fund. Like
clean
short
I'm shorting
coms.
Clean water.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Even like yeah.
I don't know what the companies are, but man, they're not doing well. God.
Good luck to
Doesn't
Patagonia.
Pay.
Yeah.
Doesn't pay.
Crime does pay.
It does.
I hate to hear it.
Yeah.
Cheaters do prosper.
The more so you know.
They're making a sequel to that Cruella movie, by the way. Like,
sure.
Does it end with her becoming evil? Because she's bad. Like, there's no like gray area.
No, it was like
area.
A redemption story, right?
But it's like,
but how do you keep making sequels?
Right.
If it doesn't,
are we getting
end
Darth Vader? Is that what's
well,
happening
now she's
here?
She's gonna go dark. Yeah.
They're gonna do a gritty.
She already invented punk, which is pretty tight. In the first one. And
don't her parents get pushed off a cliff by Dalmatians?
They get rocked. They get like speared like Goldberg by these dogs.
It's like fucking Goldberg.
Her mom gets just blam. By these CGI Dalmatians.
By Dalmatians that are also like famously extremely inbred dogs, just getting speared by this.
They are pissed off and out of control. And
you are getting speared by a dog with severe hip dysplasia.
Yeah, like she's standing on the cliff and these Dalmatians are walking and there's just a bunch of sparklers going off and there's just pounding music. This is just Goldberg's entrance now. And and they just completely just clean your clock off a cliff.
Remember remember how the guy who invented Segways died because he drove a Segway off a cliff?
Not correct.
Not true.
What?
An investor in Segway.
Oh.
Not the inventor.
But he did ride it off a cliff.
An investor did ride it off a cliff.
Hang on. Speaking of Segways.
Total fabrication.
Ooh.
Why don't we do numbers?
Let's do numbers.
Wow.
Good
old Number five.
Number five.
That was just a Block Party bit right there. I just stole Block Party's thing.
Oh, man.
They have a song about it and everything.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
Well, now we're getting...
Now I'm exposed as not having...
First I lose
speaking
money on...
Speaking of segues, here is one. Like, I didn't even do a good job. Like,
no, I thought that was great.
Get your mans.
Yeah.
I didn't even think you were doing a bit. I was just like, that's as close to a segue as we've ever gotten on this
Pretty
show.
Much, yeah. It's more just like Shelby hits the Kanye
Speaking
thing.
Of, how much time have we done? This is yet another one that I have not.
We have done... 13 minutes.
So I did a pretty good job. I didn't even work in my I didn't find a way to work in my JetBlue grievance. I'll figure out a way to get that in there.
Your JetBlue grievance?
Yeah, my enemies today.
Oh, yeah. Name them. Shame them.
JetBlue.
I don't like that you can't tweet at airlines. I want to be able to do it.
Yeah, because it turns you into like a road dog comedian, right? At best. Like that's where you're at.
Or just like a
Or a normal person.
Or a Karen. Like or like an entitled, especially if you have a lot of followers. I think if you're a regular person with like a less than like 10K followers, it's not that weird.
That's all I get though. The clout's not around anymore. I don't get the free cutting boards from Esquire or whatever. I want to be able to yell at an airline and have them have to do something about it.
I was too late for clout.
I do feel like you are one of my more Karen-y friends about these things.
About airlines?
About like when you have a customer service problem. I feel like you get pretty
I don't
up.
Ask for the manager. I get worked
you
up.
You get
in
worked
a,
up.
Yeah.
And then you
internalize
talk about
it
on the podcast.
And then you get like a tumor or something. It's
yeah.
Funny.
I'd say it's less like
I just feel like
it's less like someone filming me in a Starbucks and more like a Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No,
level
but
of.
I just feel like you like get like I feel like every time you've had a problem with a DoorDash, I've heard about it. That's all.
Eli's the bagel boss guy, but he's tall.
I have
to, you just see, you search on YouTube. It's like Bagel Boss tall.
This is just
you're nice.
This is
to
a
people.
Logical fallacy because
I'm just saying
you don't know about all the bad DoorDash orders I don't tell you about.
There we go. It's like an iceberg.
That is true.
I'm very nice.
You don't like.
I wait outside for them. They thank me for that.
They kiss my feet. They grovel.
They thank me for that, and I instruct them not to speak to me.
Sir, the question is, is this your handwriting? They kiss me and lick my feet and whatever.
No, I know you're not mean to customer service people. I did not mean to imply that. I apologize.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do. I'll occasionally get a stick in my I can't think of the
craw.
Yeah,
stuck in your craw sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah, stick in your spokes. You go flying over the handlebars.
It's called demanding respect. Maybe you doormats. No. Number five. This story comes to us from my bussy and me in the Discord. And this is from my number one news source, the Anime News Network, which has the subheader, the internet's most trusted anime news source, which I feel like is a low bar and also not true. I don't know.
ANN.
Yeah. So there's a new president-elect in Chile, and he's a millennial, and he's an anime lover.
This is the Taylor Swift guy as well.
Probably.
He likes Taylor Swift?
He looks like every guy that listens. He looks like if he's not on Chapo, he listens to Chapo.
He does look like a guy who'd be on Chapo. Yeah. I also saw the meme of him. Did you see that? Where it's like, because it's Chile, so it's like the Andes and stuff. Yeah. And it's like a bunch of like very poorly CGI animated dancing like llamas and stuff. And then he comes and it's like a little guy with like a little poncho on, but it's his face and he's dancing with all the llamas and the cows and the pigs and in like the Andes. It's very good.
That's probably one of the best advancements in technology is the stuff that puts your face on a guy.
He basically did like an elf yourself.
He did a jib jab
and then like made it a campaign ad. It's very good.
I tried to make a jib jab as a joke for somebody. That site, you should check it out. They're around and they are not doing well, clearly.
Do they have all those like Taboola ads where it's why Hollywood won't hire so-and-so anymore?
It is like the most monetized site I've ever seen in my life.
Most monetized site.
There's like multiple membership options and it's so expensive to make a jib jab.
You can't be a member of Jib Jab. Yeah. You can't do that.
I was like, I was just trying to make somebody dance to fucking Jaquan or whatever and tell him. Now they're asking me if I want an annual membership to Jib Jab. Oh, I can save per month by subscribing for a year?
You save on the monthly if you pay the $49.99. Otherwise it's six a month or five a month.
Hey, what's this $140 charge on our credit card statement? Oh, my dear wife, that is our annual subscription to Jib Jab.
Well, have you been not been using
I the, saved money.
Have you not been using the Jib Jab? Do you have the login?
Guy trying to recoup the losses on the Jib Jab annual membership. Everyone getting fucking oodles of
That's
Jib
what
Jabs.
Everyone gets is gifts.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Or instead of cards, it's like, I sent you a link. Check your email.
I sent you an e-card.
I just assumed that was a virus. Why would I open that?
Why did you send me an e-card? I'm not retiring in the year 2003.
First you have to download Real Player.
Yeah, it's on Real Player for sure.
Hey man, you send me an e-card. What the fuck is .rpm? I don't know what this. Oh, Real Player Media. You don't remember? Yeah, it's a special encoding that makes the file bigger than it was before. It's Cass coughing up her damn Diet Coke. Well,
good grief.
Good grief. This president-elect, one of the things, he's shared that he's a fan of anime. He's 36 years old. And that he liked water-type Pokemon when he played Pokemon. And this is just adorable. The
big Gyarados head, this guy.
Gyarados.
Yeah.
Is that just Gyarados, right?
I don't know.
Gyarados.
Is there who's in charge of the pronunciation guide for this? I guess it comes from Japanese. I was going to say, like,
freak.
Pokemon, it's not like from a language, so I don't know if there's like a pronunciation guide.
Some of them probably are.
I feel like there is, but they also have different names in English and Japanese.
Well, if they said it on the show, then that's, I guess you could take that as canon.
Yeah.
So just some voice, underpaid voice actor making a guess.
I just liked how high society that sounded like, my God, a Gyarados.
Gyarados.
Un Gyarados. Anyways, he likes water Pokemon and the.
I'm just like, who asked him that?
Like, he's just sharing.
Just sharing.
Yeah.
By the way, he was at Comic Con.
He's actually a big scenario. He's actually a kid that got aged up.
Oh, I see.
He just says stuff like that.
A big scenario.
I like water Pokemon.
Congratulations. You're now the president of Chile.
All right, man.
Trying to get real of the debate back in. He's just sharing facts like kids do.
That is like.
Do you know what the biggest Pokemon is? Just like stuff like that.
Sir. It's not your turn to speak.
When you describe a person as, quote, sharing something, it absolutely means they said it with no context.
Yeah.
It's like,
thank you,
Gabriel Boric just shared that. I like water Pokemon.
Yeah, interrupting just... Kamala Harris to declare that he likes water Pokemon. but then the Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of Japan visited, to say, and he brought him a little plush Squirtle, which was his starter Pokemon. And it's adorable. It's a nice thing. But I think the bigger news here is that it's happening. There were jokes about it. We are getting Harry Potter presidents.
It's going to be weird in 20 years when, like, most adults, like, are played video games. And so, you know what I mean? Like, it's already there, but, like, it's going to be even more.
Yeah.
And, like... You know, liked cartoons and like cartoons as adults.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. Like
I mean, like
stuff.
I mean, we would already be there in terms of this scenario if they let anyone under 80. Like,
yeah, if we didn't live
power.
In a gerontocracy,
right?
Yeah.
Parents,
but like age wise, yeah, this guy's 36.
Right.
I mean, that's very young to be a president, but it's not that young to like be in a position of national power in most countries.
Yeah, if like American political leadership didn't like remember the first cartoons,
right?
Like, it would be
Right, if Nancy Pelosi wasn't literally at JFK's inauguration.
Who knows? Maybe we're going to get like a, you know, Futurama, like Nixon's head scenario with like you know, Feinstein kicking around still to torpedo some, you know, like a very valuable asset.
But all the stuff that you're in your
it'll
head,
be,
you're like...
It'll be 85-year-old heads in jars as
defending
Democrats.
Insider trading.
And then like 12-year-old Nazi Twitch streamers as like Republican senators.
And on the Supreme Court.
The president,
yes, that's who's on the Supreme Court.
The president will be a gathering of 85-year-old heads in jars. Just 80 screaming children's
heads. By committee.
Heads.
Yes. We'll be run by committee.
Folks, could it be any worse?
Yeah. But
clowns.
Yeah, all the stuff that's like in my head,
let's
like
go,
things
Brandon's.
That parents do. Yeah, I'm like, parents... Put an Andrea Bocelli CD into their Bose Soundwave CD player. Like, I can't imagine a parent, like me being a parent. Which I
guess did you see the video, speaking of the grandma-aged lady going off to Dragula at karaoke? This is like a TikTok.
Oh, that's
like kicking around.
Good for her.
And it was
burn
like,
through the witches.
And it was like, how is everyone in the bar not paying 100% attention to what's happening right now? Which leads me to believe either that there's a bunch of Philistines in the bar or she's been doing stuff like this for like the whole night and they just caught the last one.
This is the third Dragula.
Interesting. Yeah. Not even just Dragula, like stuff you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
Hey, can you wait to put Dragula in again until you've sung Dragula already? You're trying to stack Dragulas. It's not allowed.
One thing that I think is weird, Eli and I were talking about TikTok earlier and like I've noticed this on TikTok too. There are like cool old people on TikTok now and like, you know, all the Gen Zers are like, this is how I'm going to be when I'm old. And I think it's like, I think about this specifically in terms of women, because like there are these women on TikTok who are older. They have like beautiful, long white hair and they're like gorgeous. I mean, they look their age, but they're like really pretty. And I don't think people understand that like, you like that's not a way that like most old ladies could look. Mm-hmm. Like it's not like they decide.
It's not really up to you.
Yeah, it's not up to you. Like they don't. Old ladies don't decide to have old lady hair. It's because like your hair breaks and falls off before it gets like long and nice. If you're old, like there's just all of these things that people are like, no, I'm gonna be like this lady who's cool, and it's like
you don't want to be
good luck with
I'm
that.
Look like be Galadriel,
cool
the white witch.
Person.
Yeah.
Also, it's like you don't want to be one of those guys. That's like you know, it's like an old guy and like. True Religion jeans.
Well, no, I mean these are people who like look their age, and but they look like fashionable.
Oh, so these people are just like, I'm going to age great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's feels like the thought process of most.
That's the thing. That it's age. Not a it's not a choice. Like you don't get to decide that you're gonna like be cool when you're yeah. old.
So what do the old ladies do? They're just like, I'm old.
They sell
old. Like,
they sell it's turquoise a lot of like, jewelry.
Just because you're old doesn't mean you can't be fashionable. And okay. it's like, yeah, but also like you look great for your age, right. and like a lot of right. people don't.
Yeah. See, I don't see any my TikTok stuff. I don't really even really use it. I have like a non-public account that I just kind of like occasionally me will, too, yeah. will check out. But like mine are guys making like really good-looking sandwiches that with like a million cuts, like the like the way that like the like
there's, are you Dagwood?
They just like drop an onion and then it's cut yep. into slices yep. and then they love drop that. Like you know what I mean, all that like kind those. Of stuff.
Patty is married to Blondie.
That's he right.
loves a I'm, giant I'm tall Dagwood. Sandwich.
And then let's see, the other thing is when they bring fast food to a chef and say, "Can you make this fancy?" and then they make it into fancy food from the fast food.
Man. I don't think I've ever seen that. And then that sounds cool.
And then the third one is there's a Japanese account where it's just fixing fancy watches, and it's very zoomed in.
That sounds like some Eli shit.
Yeah, I've watched some wristwatch repair. I've observed some wristwatch. Yeah.
And that you can just feel like it feels like there's like a waterfall going on my head. It's very nice.
I watch a lot of
It's like it didn't work before. It works now. There's yeah. a you know the little thing they do where they push the glass in. It's like.
Yeah,
that's very nice to me.
I watch a lot of Fine restoration actually. Videos on YouTube of people. I haven't looked Ooh. At watches, but like
you check out Odd Tinkering. That's a good one.
Oh, I'll have to.
There's that Netflix show called
The Repair Shop.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
A lot
yeah.
of crying boots, in that one though.
Art is great.
Trenton and Heath. Boots, who are your boots guys?
I've watched Trenton and Heath.
Yeah, put that hot cork in there. Ooh boy, Ooh, that's a good time.
Luxury bags. I've watched a lot of luxury bag restoration. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, just to go back to the story here, the Squirtle, I think you said this, not real.
Not Stuffed real.
Squirtle. Okay.
Not a real Squirtle.
He's not allowed.
Because Kath said before we started recording, gave him a Squirtle and I was like, okay, they're real now.
It's only
like
Squirtles are extinct. So you couldn't give
detective,
him one.
Detective,
due to climate change, we lost all the Squirtles.
Due to climate change. Man.
Yeah.
That would maybe get people to care.
Yeah, they're pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
We lost all the What's squirrels.
A little gross. They spit. I mean, they basically spit on you.
Yeah, do they go to the bathroom? What's the deal? Yeah.
Why not?
They just What's going on in the Pokeballs just full of shit and piss?
They retconned the Pokeball thing because eventually people were like, that doesn't seem good. And they were like,
no, they're happy in there.
Yeah, it's like the
down,
best.
It's fine.
Because when it stuffs bullshit, you just bullshit people. And Nintendo does it all the time.
It's like I dream a genie.
And they just literally said, actually, the inside of a Pokeball is a Pokemon's favorite place. Yeah. And it was like, okay, cool.
It's like the TARDIS. It's the size of like a concert hall.
It's like when people were like getting all shitty. They're like, what's Mario's last name? And they're like, his last name is Mario. And people were like, his name is Mario. And they're like, yeah, go fuck off. Like, go away. Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
The inside of a Pokeball is like...
Actually, they love it, and that's canon.
One of the apartments later. From like Rosemary's Baby, like a huge Upper West Side apartment.
They live in the Dakota.
It's very nice, exactly.
Pokemons live in the Dakota.
There's nothing not to like about it.
So that's a little...
They have a little doorman they say hello to when they go through.
A Pokemon uh-huh. doorman. A doorman type Pokemon would be amazing.
Doorman Pokemon would be amazing just because they can only say their own names. So it'd be like every time you walk by, just be like, Squirtle, Squirtle. And you're like, thank you. Yes.
What about like a club doorman Pokemon?
Yeah. So
the thing he would say is
Bouncer Pokemon.
Too many guys. That's too the name of the guys. Pokemon.
I feel like Squirtle is almost like a bouncer type Pokemon.
Well, there's the Squirtle Squad, and they look very bouncery. They're like got sunglasses.
Yeah. I'm not thinking like Machamp would be the bouncer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he knows martial arts as well.
Have you seen Detective Pikachu? Because that is what that movie is. Yeah, you should
good.
Watch it.
I'm familiar.
Yeah, it's good.
So, well, that's cool that he got the Pokemon.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah, a little plushy.
I'm gonna find that meme, the Boric meme, and repost it because it was very good.
Also, I don't think we ever went back and followed up on that story of the guy who used COVID relief funds to buy a Pokemon card, but he is in prison for 3 years. Mm. So
best of luck to him.
Well,
a positive Pokemon story.
Won't do that again, I bet. That's how the system works.
Also, the government took the card.
That is funny.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's, you know, now they have to sell it. So somebody's buying that at like weird, like, you know, government auction.
An estate sale.
Buying yeah. like a drug dealer's Lamborghini and then this guy's Pokemon
The next
card.
Lot, yes.
Incredible combo.
Yeah. Something else we didn't say is that we probably should say is that our live stream. Is going to be on March 30th.
That's right.
8 p.m. Patrons only. So pay up.
It's a Wednesday.
Yeah. Can't spell patron without pay and then
kind
up.
Of.
it's
then up.
You pa up.
You can't spell pa patron up. Wrong without pay. P-A-Y-T-R-O-N, patron.
Yeah,
you understand. It'll be yeah. There'll be a link if you're a patron and all that. We'll talk about this again. But
hit up that Patreon.
That's the important.
Should we do number four?
Let's do it.
Number four.
Number four. This is from Iguana Helium Cube in the Discord. Again, on our Patreon, patreon.com/onetimepod. If you subscribe to the $10 level, you can submit stories like this one in our Discord, and maybe we'll read them on the show. So this story, I also read about this week. Sad news. These people in in England. I feel like England is probably where I'd guess the largest potato was grown. Maybe Ireland, I suppose. But wow. Up in that part of the world.
Messed up.
Right after St. Patrick's Day.
There's a long held record for the largest potato over a decade. This vegetable grower in Nottinghamshire, England, has had the largest potato.
I'm trying to think of who the person I would say it is. I was trying to think of a joke.
Of who the largest potato is?
Yeah, just like say a guy who looks like a potato, you know? Anyway.
Fill in your own.
The moment has passed. It's a good thing I didn't chime in with it.
But there's recently been some controversy. There was an upset. So,
gotta add it to the wiki.
Add it to the wiki. Controversy section, potatoes. That's... Mm-hmm.
Allegations. Views.
Views on the Holocaust.
Views is a very... That's an underrated one.
Just section on the Wikipedia blaming potatoes for the famine. At a certain point in Irish history, potatoes refused to grow. This is largely derided.
In a terrible decision for general potato esteem. Yeah. Their approval ratings are at an all-time low. So these people in New Zealand found a potato that they thought broke the record. It was 17.2 pounds. They grew this potato.
It's pretty big.
And so they called the Guinness Book of World Records, as you do. Yeah. Which, like, I feel like, I don't know how much, like, how far down, how much research do you do before you call them, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to just call them every time you see a big potato.
I mean, what happens, can you just call them? I mean, it's not like, 911 where they, like... You to crime.
Guinness Book of World Records. Sir, what is your emergency?
Sir, is this an sir? Do you have a record?
What is your record? I want to just call them, just not have records, or just be
wrong.
That's
what I mean. Like
you're not gonna believe how many M&Ms are in this bag.
Can I speak to that guy with the really long fingernails?
He answers the phones.
Well, that's who they send to check it out. I like the idea that they
doing a physical bit on the podcast
that check stuff out are all the people that I remember from when I was a kid.
Yeah. The most like
they sent Wadlow until he passed away. He only did it for a brief time because
that guy who has eyes come out of his head.
The guy who pops his eyes out of his head. Like, you report a record and the world's oldest man comes to check it out.
Yeah.
I think a lot of those records can't get broken now because of medicine that has advanced where they're like, actually, we just fixed that now.
The
like,
fat twins on the motorcycles.
Yeah.
The fat twins on the
motorcycles. Well, what record did they break?
They won the record
break?
For fattest twins on motorcycles. Very specific.
There was so much stuff in those fucking books.
Dude,
that
those
was
guys
like
were
that.
Everywhere. Those guys on motorcycles. Everyone knows those guys.
They were in the book.
They were those.
They
guys.
Were the fattest twins.
As soon as they were
born, they popped them on those motorcycles. They knew that they were going to be stars.
Stars born.
Yeah, just there are all these childhood pictures of them. They're just babies, fat babies.
Next on America's Got Talent, we just got these two fat twins on motorcycles.
Sean Parker just. Drop the. Yeah. Just fat twins on motorcycles. It's cleaner.
That's what the end of the man show should have been.
Yeah.
Just fat twins on motorcycles.
We're not sure what they're going to do, but we would like to see them.
Bring them out here. Give them a round of applause.
On my deathbed. Ask them. See if the fat twins on motorcycles will come. Let me see them
you'll
one last time.
You'll see them. You'll see them in paradise.
You will. They greet you.
Ask them. Ask them yourself, and they just smother you with the
pillow.
That's
what heaven is. It's just fat twins on motorcycles.
Yeah, you get to join their biker gang in heaven.
I believe in my belief of the world is similar to, you know, the belief of like the world being on the back of a turtle, but for me it's being carried by two fat twins on motorcycles.
That is our Atlas.
It's fat twins on motorcycles all the way down.
Have to imagine they're dead by now.
Oh my god.
let's get a check here.
Did you just Google the fat twins?
They are the McGuire twins, I guess. Okay. Or hang on, the world's fattest twins. Okay, maybe that
I
is.
Told you.
I guess that's why they were there.
They were in the book.
The motorcycles are secondary, but also very important.
Obese twins on motorbikes. Okay, yeah. There's not like I'm kind of surprised there's not a Wikipedia here. There's like those off-brand wiki things where I'm always loath to.
There's a fat twins on motorcycle dot wiki.
No, they don't have their own wiki. No.
it's community moderated.
It's a fandom page.
I mean, we'll I'm a
lore. Toxic fandom there.
Here comes the fat twins on motorcycles Twitter to take us down.
We're going to get angry tweets from the shared Twitter account of two fat twins on motorcycles.
Okay, so if someone makes one of those like fan cams of them, I would love that.
Is there any video? Do we have a lot of video?
It's just that picture bouncing around.
Okay, like one of them. Okay, Billy died before I was alive, 1979. Wow. So again, it's insane.
Did he crash?
It's insane.
Wow, how did I know?
That we all know these guys from them being
been
everywhere.
Dead for 40
years. One of them
years.
Has been dead. Since 1979.
Oh my God.
The other one died in 2001. So aww. he was not 9/11. Just make that very clear.
The fat twins on motorcycles died in 9/11?
Every time someone dies in 2001, I'm supposed to say not 9/11. Just to be
clear. It was not 9/11.
Yeah, there's actually a third point people don't talk about that hit the fat twins on motorcycles. They were like, we got to hit the three biggest Americans.
He was at the Pentagon. He was attending some meetings at the Pentagon.
Yeah. Man, if the fat twins on motorcycles had been on that plane.
If only.
Ridden straight
down
the aisle.
Wouldn't have got down that way. Them and Marky Mark would have put a stop to this shit.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway,
boy.
This potato.
So they sent them. So they didn't send them. So
they did not send them.
So what happened? Was the potato legit or what's the deal?
So the potato, they dragged a 17.2-pound potato out of their garden. They called up the Guinness Book of World Records. They asked for the fingernail man. They said he doesn't work here anymore. And that he couldn't dial the phones because his fingernails were too long.
They're so long. Not practical.
Yeah.
Very gross.
They curl up.
So they sent a Guinness Book of World Records. They were like, yeah, I think this is the biggest potato. But they took a DNA test of it. Turns out, not a potato.
Damn.
A gourd.
They're going to have to throw this whole, all this, they're going to reopen the books.
Yeah.
This is like when a prosecutor gets caught doing something or a cop. And all their past convictions.
Yeah.
This is,
become suspect.
Do they save DNA samples of the other potatoes? Because how do they?
I don't know. Let's see.
How complicated is potato DNA?
Probably not very.
Yeah, I would think there's not many, like, it's like brown, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, potato shaped, which is like not a heavy lift.
Yeah, those are the two genes they have, is brown and potato shaped.
DNA is some light reading for the for those proteins or whatever.
It's a real beach read for the people making the genomes.
It's like, we got DNA to tell you how to make this. I think I got it. Potato?
Figure it out. But yeah, they're not sure. Like, the guy's just like, well, we gave you DNA, so you must be right. But I ate some, and it tasted like a potato.
Well.
So.
You're not supposed to eat it anyways. You could show up to the Guinness World Records with a potato with a bite out of it.
This is like that
what?
Guy who's like, no, but like, look at the picture of this fish, man. You got to give me the record.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, come on,
yeah,
dude. Not good enough.
Anyway,
So it was a gourd?
It was a gourd.
What kind of gourd?
They aren't sure. They think it was a cross between some kind of like tuber and a cucumber, they thought.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, first of all, barf.
Tubers? Ugh.
Yeah, but potato's a tuber, I think.
I know, but when it says tuber, I imagine someone yanking something out of a swamp.
I imagine like an uncircumcised penis. That is what a tuber is.
A tuber.
Yeah. Sure.
Just like a big lumpy tube, like a tuber.
There's a good moment in one of the Survivor Mans where there's cattails and he's like, cattails are edible, and he eats it and immediately throws up because it tastes so bad. It's so funny.
did he kill the cat?
What?
Did he kill cattails?
No, like the
cattails.
Plant.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know what
I'm not outdoorsy.
You thought he fucking cut a cat's tail?
I don't know.
Off?
Dude, Survivor Man? I don't watch this. He had to survive, didn't he? I don't know.
He did kill like a
it's
baby.
Him or the, it's him or the cat.
Don't play my cat's meow when we're talking about killing a cat, please. Trauma.
I can live without the tail.
It just grows back. It's like yeah. a worm.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's a it's or those iguana. The things on the end of the stalks that like puff up a little bit.
Oh,
they're
those
like
things.
Little fuzzy guy.
Sure. Yeah. You know?
Just eat grass or something, man. I don't know.
I want to see a patty survive.
Cows
man.
Do it.
Yeah. Man, that's like one of those real moments where you're like watching a pet or like a dog and you're like, this is a significantly dumber animal than me. When you just watch a dog eat grass and then throw up.
Yeah, man.
You're like, wow, you are fucking not great at this, man.
My cat has been alive for 10 years and she still hasn't figured out that if you eat too fast, it's bad and you barf it up immediately.
Yeah.
10 years.
They're winging it.
At least two meals a day her entire life. Hasn't figured it out.
Do you Jesus. Have to have one of those maize things?
I do.
Oh, my God.
I have the slow feeder. It does help, but yeah, she's dumb.
I feel like that's more of a dog. I thought that was more of a dog thing than a cat thing. That eating
cats
too
fast. Do it, too.
Willie's not a big puker.
Cat, I will, like, it's gross, and I hate it, but I've had to clean up both dog puke and cat puke, and dog puke is much worse.
That's probably fair.
It's very bad.
Yeah, well, they, I
cat
feel like
puke
they're
is just like the cat food that's
too.
Wet.
Yeah.
That is true.
I feel like that's the only time you actually find out everything your dog is eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're just eating.
License plate. It's like in Jaws.
It's like in Jaws.
An yeah. old boot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should probably do number three, by the way.
Yeah. But, you know, well, no congrats to these people.
Yeah.
You're gross, dumb,
well,
bored.
Just enjoy living. Enjoy living in paradise, New Zealand. That's your penalty for this.
I'm surprised we got through this New Zealand potato thing without more Lord of the Rings references.
Potatoes. Yeah, that's true. That's
oil
the main
and mashem, stick him in a stew.
Yeah, that's the main one.
That's what they could do all of that with this guy because mm-hmm. he's so big. Even well, if he's not a potato, no, apparently it tastes the same. So
yeah.
I'm not sticking that shit in a stew.
Yeah, get that out of here.
Stolen route. Stolen valor. Fake
Tuba
potato.
Stew, Mr. Frodo.
Yeah, cucumber you, stew. Sam. Why don't you? Yeah, you're done.
I don't know how it could be a cucumber.
Fired as chef.
Pushing
of
you
the
off.
Hobbit.
They're in the snow up there. He waits until they're in the snow and the shit's falling and stuff. And they just push him off the ledge.
Yeah.
Cucumber stew. Yeah, that's right.
Out of here.
I can tell you've had an annoying day because I feel like you're talking about violence a lot more.
Well,
than
very. Yeah, I'm very violent today. I'll give a quick primer here.
Yell at JetBlue. Go off.
Well, it's
Patty.
Not even, you know, it's just one of those like, well, drove my parents to the airport. They're going back down and they were up here for a little bit. And we got within 10 minutes of LaGuardia.
Driving from far away.
For like an hour. Drove an hour. Got about 10 minutes away from LaGuardia. My mom gets an email that the flight had been canceled, not delayed, not just like, nope. And that's within the time period they tell you to get to the airport. They'll get there within 2 hours or whatever. So then I had just gotten over the Whitestone Bridge. We just turned around and went back to Connecticut. And then I had to drive back in because I had to get the car in and also me in. And that took like twice as long.
And then he got stuck in the mailbox.
And then he had to steal
then
the
I
mail.
Got stuck in the mailbox.
You couldn't steal nearly as much mail as you wanted to.
But so JetBlue, you're on notice. I don't know what the fuck the problem was. I assume it was. It's not like they do it to do it. Like there must have been some reason, but
no, they just did it.
Come on, man.
It's just because not a lot of people were taking that plane, probably, and they were like, "Fuck you."
I think
you.
It's. Don't they have like personnel problems? Don't they? Have
yeah, I think it's something with like probably some crew issue, or maybe it was mechanical. I don't know. They probably don't have. Are not going to tell them. You know, whoever they get on the
phone.
There
was a guy on the wing.
There was a little man.
There was
on the
a
wing.
Gremlin on the wing.
Patty's yes. posting their L's.
Yeah, that's it. So that was me today. I drove for 4 hours instead of an hour 15. Pretty tight.
Mm. Pretty tight.
Your own little trip to Mount Doom.
Hi, folks. Today on the bonus, Eli and I talked about the top 10 brands of cars that have the most DUIs.
What's number one? You will probably expect it. It's most of the cars you think they would be. We also talk fashion and the mail.
Subscribe to listen to us talk about the mail. See you there. Let's do number three.
Yeah.
Number three.
Number three comes to us from, I believe it's Edible Outerwear. Is that correct? Yeah. Did I remember that
correct.
Right? Okay. This is a story about the humble pig, an animal we all know and enjoy. Turns out those little grunts, that they the different noises they make, reveal how they're feeling. Because, again, pigs are alarmingly intelligent, and it's something I don't like to think about too much because I like to eat them as well.
It is like places. It you'd think that like if they were able to evolve that sophisticated a brain, they would also not have evolved to taste that good.
Like, yeah, that was their biggest mistake.
It really was a huge mistake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To be like so full of delicious meat.
I used to have a very old bit about that with cows, which was like such a bad plan to be delicious and very slow.
They taste like perfect.
Yeah. It's great.
They're so good.
Yeah. Hey, maybe grow some meat that doesn't have the fucking Paillard effect or whatever. That doesn't caramelize beautifully.
Maillard reduction or whatever. Maillard reaction. Yeah. No, it's like
Paillard.
Sorry.
Oh,
sorry to all the culinary school grads. People are going nuts right now, crashing the telephone poles.
It's just like cows, like beef tastes so good. All you have to do is put salt on it. Like you should not grow. You should not taste that good.
It's
if
delicious.
You don't want to get slaughtered. I'm very pro.
Cattails are safe as fuck because nobody's eating them.
Exactly.
Gross.
I'm sorry to like. I hope nobody is taking this in a edgelord bullshit way, because like it's good to not eat meat, but it does taste really fucking good.
Oh yeah, you're going, you're running
Dennis Leary over
I'm not Maddox. Yeah. Like no, you're correct to be vegan. Like that is like objectively the right thing, but pigs do taste really good though.
Yeah,
it's a problem because they're so sweet.
I used to think Maddox was so funny.
Yeah,
we all did.
Oh man.
that is the true, I think, sign of a millennial. Is like, did you love Maddox?
There's probably one or two things that would probably still make me chuckle.
Greg Maddox.
But the whole, Greg Maddox, famous pitcher. Mm-hmm. I think there's probably one or two things like that I would think were funny. But obviously the whole aesthetic.
It was everything you wanted. He was wearing a Che hat. You didn't know what that was, but you were told it was cool.
You thought he was,
Yeah.
He said what we were all thinking, man.
That's right. Yeah.
It was a simple time. All I needed was a bouncing, dancing banana. A song that was weird.
Yeah.
And you were good for days.
It is like kind of wild to think about, like, imagine the most annoying person you could encounter being a vegetarian. We are so far beyond that now, as far as annoying types of
people. Oh, right. Yeah. Because that was a thing. I've still occasionally been like, how do you find out if someone's a vegan? Don't worry. They'll tell you. Like that shit. Yeah. That would be like, I don't know, someone like told me the Holocaust didn't happen.
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like there are people out there who fucking think the Holocaust
That's maybe
happen,
more that's maybe
tell
a,
you about
a different
it.
Adjective than annoying, maybe. But
yeah.
Oh, this guy again with
But it's like now like I just feel like we live in a world with like the fucking people's convoy. Like vegetarians are not the most annoying people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh man, did you see that video of the guy on the bike?
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
Oh, the fat twins on the motorcycle.
Yeah, they're Antifa.
It was like the people's convoy, like the people.
They're all in black. They're the black block.
They have
the skull handkerchief. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they split apart and they got a rope in between them, the clotheslining people.
Yeah. If the car the truck flips like in the Dark Knight because they're so heavy.
They're breaking the line.
That would be so sick.
That would
fat
be
twins
sick.
On motorcycles.
Antifa fat twins on motorcycles sounds amazing.
Barreling through the line of riot shields, breaking the line.
These pigs. You know, they got a this researcher at the University of Copenhagen decided to focus on pigs because they're very vocal, the researchers, and they recorded 7,414 pig calls for 411 animals that have been recorded since 2013. I guess they compiled them from different sources.
A longitudinal study. Quite a large sample size there.
Yeah,
a long
and
time
the obvious
period.
Joke here is just this is podcast episodes or something.
Right. They just downloaded all the episodes of our podcast and analyzed.
Yeah. So some of the researchers have recorded the calls of newborn piglets, some weaned piglets, some adult pigs, such as when they were either isolated or handled. So they
Shelby, you know, I'm requesting the Patty pig noise soundbite, if you can find it.
They categorize the pig sounds in the given the situation so they could make some kind of, see if there's any commonalities across different kind, you know, because they're not all from the same areas. It's the most comprehensive audio database of pig grunts ever collected. Again, podcast episodes. We gathered so many contexts.
You can listen to them all with Audible.
That we could cover almost the whole lives of pigs. And then so they had the whole list, and then they created 19 categories of pig grunts, including reunion, huddling,
reunion,
surprise, waiting, and running. Those are different scenarios.
You just have a sound for running?
Yeah, and then they're
running is just like... Wah,
wah, wah. Can you imagine if we had sounds for running? Just every time you see someone running in the park, they're just like...
They're making motorcycle noises, yeah. Okay, not what I was requesting.
Very good. Very good. The other categories, though, included things like fighting. And I don't know why this is its own category. It seems like it's pretty self-explanatory that it would be a noise of pain. Castration. Not sure why that's one of the 19.
Specific. Now you're speaking my language. Yeah, one of the language of castration.
You know the famous 19 scenarios you find yourself in?
They do that to the young pigs so they keep their beautiful high voices.
Their pig voices, yeah.
Yeah.
So they confirmed... In the
how did you confirm? You confirm with the pigs?
Yeah. Okay. What's you?
Am
happy,
I right?
Are you happy or sad? So in general, high pitch calls are negative emotional states. Low pitch calls correspond to positive states. This is kind of like just like you know, it's kind of what you'd imagine. Like a satisfied sounding pig is like you know kind of like
it's like a you know, purr like, and like a scream
hanging out, and then yeah, like a whale is not a pleased animal. Like that does sound right. Yeah.
I just want to hear a reunion. I want to hear Reunion's the pig nice. Reunion sound.
Yeah.
Where they see their old friend again.
And then we got the most detailed, the most accurate interpretation of what a pig grunt meant was obtained with a neural network. They used images of the frequency of their calls compared to their duration. So they used AI for this. Watson, I didn't say it was Watson. The correct classifications have been made by observations. So, in general, more than 91% of the time, they figured out whether it was positive or negative, and more than 81% identified the context. So you can really kind of map these things. So it's like they have a little language almost, which, again, don't like. I mean, good for them, but don't like to hear that as somebody who likes to eat them.
Yeah.
Oink, oink, bad. Oink.
I mean, I guess, like, categorizing it, but it's like, I guess I'm not eating tons of... like little songbirds. I'm like, they have a language.
Oh God. All right. So they're going to put this into software application. So, we'll be out of a job, I guess.
Yeah.
Software.
It will monitor the vocalizations made in commercial pig herds, notify farmers when their animals express high levels of negative emotions, aww, such as, and this is very sad to hear, when piglets cry out that they're being crushed by their mother, aww, a recurring problem among pigs, apparently.
No,
probably because of
babe.
The,
probably because they're
the
kept pig.
The horrible factory farming.
Yeah, they're packed like sardines.
Situation.
We've discovered that the pigs in this factory farm are indeed screaming.
Not happy.
Turns out pigs do not enjoy being held on a factory farm. Yeah. That is what we've learned.
So short this. Grunts or happy grunts. I'm just going through now. I went to the primary, so I was looking at them. Good for them, you know?
Just getting straight on the soundboard.
So positive situations included...
still waiting for that pack.
Huddling with littermates, nursing, positive conditioning, so giving him like a little scratch under the chin or something.
Aww.
Enrichment, reunion with the mother, freely running, and then negative situations would be a variety.
Castration.
Sad things.
Yeah, don't read those, please.
Yeah.
If I was getting castrated, I'd be like, those are real negative situations.
Come on!
My balls!
I think I would yell, come on. I think that's what I would
oh,
do.
Oh, come on!
Not this.
Yeah.
Not
oh,
this.
Oh, jeez. Well, this is just great.
Yeah, that level of enthusiasm. Oh, come on, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well,
Luke Wilson getting his arm cut off in whichever those Anchormans is. When he's like, come on! That's what happens. So, hey, pigs are cool.
I'm
going to do my best to kind of forget this, I think. I know that's not ethical to do that, but it's tough.
As someone who has eaten a sandwich called the Pig Mac, like, twice in 2 days.
Twice in a short trip, yeah.
What is a Pig Mac?
It's like an all pork. You can...
Yeah, it's at a place called Cochon Butcher in New Orleans. It is like a Big Mac, but with pork patties.
Okay.
That's very good. But I basically had to lay down after both times.
You ate it twice.
I did.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Back.
So check it out, but don't think about this when you're eating it.
Mm-hmm. You'll be making this the short low
short happy grunts. You'll be making short happy grunts. That's right.
In their honor, you'll express your
that's what I'm like when I eat.
All right, let's do number two.
Number two.
Number two comes to us from, drum roll please, Piss Christ sent this in. Thank you, Piss Christ.
Thank you, Piss Christ, for all you have done.
For us.
For sacrificing yourself for piss.
To the piss. For piss. Mm-hmm. By piss. This is, I don't know if this is like, look, it's a tweet. It's a viral tweet. It's not reliable news, but there are some very good pictures with it, and I want to believe it. So, Japan is having a problem. They have a bunch of solar power plants, you know, harvesting that sweet, sweet sun.
Somebody gave away their Squirtle.
Somebody gave away their Squirtle. That is a big problem they're having.
The squirrels, they spit water on the little wheels.
They had one.
That's their hydroelectric power, yes.
They only had one, and you gave it to this guy.
Gave it to Chile.
It was actually just a Venusaur. That was the whole...
I just don't know what that is. I'm sorry. I only know
I could explain, but I think it would make it worse. Got a big flower on it.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
It's actually kind of gross, but...
They have these solar farms in Japan, and crows keep attacking them. Crows keep dropping stones on the solar panels and breaking them.
They work for the fossil fuel lobby.
Yeah.
I think they do. I think they're being hired. Or they like want to protect the sun. They're like, don't steal the sun's energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they figured out exactly how to fuck up a solar panel. We'll give it to them.
It's like the main way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like pretty much it.
It's the main way that they can do.
Yeah. I mean, even if it was me and I wanted to fuck up a solar panel, I'd be like, yeah, I'll probably throw a rock at it.
Smash it.
I mean, they don't even have to throw. They just need to fly higher than it and then let go.
And then make a little sound when it drops.
Energy efficient. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they're trying to curtail this problem. In the classic way that I think we've seen on this program several times, falcons. They're just releasing falcons. And
falconry is a much bigger business than I think any of us expected.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
There seem to be a lot of practical applications for it.
It's one of those simultaneously, though, because I feel like I was very aware that like there was like you put the hood on and then you take it off.
I knew it, but I was like, I didn't think I would ever see a falconer.
And it's now not
like
I thought
it was like a thing you would do at a Renaissance.
You have to
fair.
Deal with.
Yeah.
You will encounter a falconer at some point frequently.
Yeah,
it's like a quicksand
more chance of a falconer than of quicksand.
Like, you better get good at climbing a cargo net for some reason.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, like falconers actually are around way more than those other things. You know,
you're not climbing onto a box that's being lifted onto a tanker or something. You don't need to get on a cargo net.
Yeah,
on a big. They don't even look like that anymore.
Yeah, they don't. It's a real letdown.
Ridiculous.
they use like all tactical waste. Fabrics. Uh-huh. Stupid. Anyway,
dumbass boats.
There's a picture of this Japanese falconer, and he looks exactly like Doug Marcaida to me. He has the same beard.
He's got a rockin' mullet.
He looks correctly. He looks very cool. Yeah, he kind of. I mean, his hair. I feel like his haircut resembles a bird of prey.
Yeah,
like a little bit. He does. He's pretty dope looking.
He does look cool.
You gotta have a haircut that. Kind of is enhanced by wind if you're a falconer.
Does the falcon have the little hat on?
The falcon does not have the little hat on.
It's on duty, the hood's on.
Because he's working. Imagine if you were done working and they put a little hood on you.
I wish.
You do?
I wish I could just put a little, like you put the cover on a birdcage, the bird's like, oh, guess it's time to go to bed.
I do wish I had that kind of brain that would work for that. Mm-hmm. That would be nice. Just put a sheet over my cage.
Yeah.
But yeah, so one trained falcon is making 60 attacks a day, protecting 100,000 solar panels from vengeful crows.
This guy taking out these crows?
He's taking them out.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ganging up on him?
I feel like they'll start. They'll figure it out.
They're all like circling him.
What if they kill your falcon?
And right now they're like guys in an action movie. They only go after him one at a time. They haven't figured out that you can just swarm him. Yeah.
At least the crow's body probably gets one last solar smash in.
Going down head first. That's the hardest part.
Diving.
Unsurprisingly, the Twitter comments on this are unhinged. Mostly, I just like that someone's like, maybe we shouldn't put the solar panels there because the crows are trying to tell us something.
It's
like,
yes.
I bet Victor C77077. I bet.
Like a flat earth type thing or something. It feels like one of those type situations.
Maybe, man, a fucking slot machine.
What do the crows know?
Well, Well, I just went to his page and he retweets DeSantis a lot. So
okay.
I definitely trust him to know about nature and, you know,
and science and renewable energy.
And renewable energy. Yeah, he seems cool.
He probably does believe that we are stealing the sun.
Renewable energy is somehow grooming our children. Yes. I'm liking DeSantis. That seems to be.
Yeah.
The crows are a valuable ally in the fight against child sex abuse.
Grooming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything.
Grooming.
Yeah.
They really, another word that like we should not have taught them. You know, I feel like
grooming?
That was, I feel like that was a word that like,
it's just moral panic mode now. It's,
yeah.
It's all satanic music and stuff all over again.
It's, and it's all fucking, I'm, you know,
it's going off on a team. Crows.
But it's all people who like, if you were a kid and you were like, hey, my uncle's weird, they'd be like, suck it up. Like,
yeah,
it's not,
yeah.
It's just like, unless it's Joe Biden, they don't give a shit about fucking being weird to kids. Anyway.
Very selective.
Yeah. Most people are abused by members of their family and not, high-ranking members of the Democratic Party. Just putting that out there.
I'd anyway. Say almost all. I'd even upgrade most.
I'd say all. I'd say all. Yeah. I'd say nearly all. Yeah.
Just hedging just because we don't know everything.
Yeah. I don't know everything.
We know most things. Here.
Everyone listening.
What's going on with these, what's going on with these crows?
Yeah. I mean, they're just, they just hate these, hate renewable energy, I guess.
Is it the reflections that scare them?
Could be.
I think that I would be very annoyed if I were flying and there was a huge glare.
Come on.
That's probably
like, imagine you're driving, you know?
Like driving towards the sunset.
Yeah.
I would have to imagine that. I mean, every
crack
bit of
it and it probably stops giving you that glare.
We got to give crows like a little thing and they can flip down like the things in a car.
Well, also, like every bit of glare off of a solar panel is like a failure, right?
It's inefficient. I guess that's true. It's supposed to absorb.
It should absorb everything. It should be made out of like Vantablack or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe there is a glare. I don't know. Is there glare? I don't know.
I mean, there's
glass
feel like there's on them and the silver. Pictures I looked at, it looks like there's a glare. Mm. It's like, yeah, because they're glass.
That's I remember the when
they're
they were
dark,
trying to,
but you know.
Remember they were trying to make those like solar panel cell phone chargers and they were just like the biggest pieces of shits of all time.
No.
They were like, you can charge your cell phone with solar, and it took like...
Leave it outside like, for
exactly.
the whole day.
Yeah. And I was like, it just takes as long as a time you would definitely be near an outlet soon. Like, it's much more likely.
And you can't even do it overnight.
Yeah.
You have to leave it outside all day while you need your phone.
I like those ones that... Like it's like a radio or something. It's like solar panel, but also there's a crank too. It's like, okay, so I'm just going to use the crank.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, a solar powered crank fat flashlight. Primarily a crank flashlight.
Use that crank.
A crank flashlight that's been made heavier by some kind of solar.
And has glass apparatus. On it now. Yeah. So it's
lots
it's
of good
drinkable.
Uses for solar energy, to be clear. Just not on consumer electronics.
Oh, yeah
that's... Wow, Patty's pro-grooming children.
Wow. Means. Okay. We'll have to have that recorded. Yeah.
That's why they do it.
You it's did so advocate for people to get beheaded earlier in this podcast.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Yeah. I think people would agree with me about that.
I think
that's what
would.
It the solar panels, the glare blinds the children. And then it's then they're groomed, right?
Delete.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're looking for a job, get into Japanese falconry. Sounds like they're... Have their work
they're hiring.
For them over there.
Yeah.
They're hiring.
Learn a trade. And if that trade is falconry...
Sure.
All the better.
I mean, like we said, surprisingly more useful than you would think. So,
yeah.
You know.
It's learning how to, like, I'm now picturing, like, going to see Pai Mei, like, in Kill Bill to learn how to be a falconer. And he just, like, kicks your ass for, like, months and months until you finally.
Yeah, no, the falcon
kicks your ass. I think you just get attacked by a falcon.
Yeah, the falcon kicks your ass until it gets tired. It's like breaking a horse.
Yeah.
You have to let the falcon just claw you.
Then you finally are good enough.
Yeah.
Then the falcon respects you because you're still standing.
Look at him break that wild falcon. Just a guy getting ripped up.
Yeah. Hattori Hanzo falcon.
Yeah.
Yep.
If on your journey you encounter God, he will be pecked.
I work with someone who was attacked by a falcon once when they were hiking.
Were they a crow?
No, they were not. She was just hiking and she got, it was a hawk. She got dive bombed by a hawk and it's like, she was just like, yeah, there's nothing you can do. It can fly. Like,
no, what you don't
she
know
shouldn't
is
have been
it...
wearing that hat covered in coins.
Yeah. So what you, but now what you, some context you're missing here is that Kath works with a vole, a small woodland.
It's like, but yeah, it's just like they can fight you in another dimension that you don't have access to. Like you're fucked.
Yeah.
You can't do anything.
Okay, there
was, oh God, I can't remember who, I wish I did. Someone just had a really good bit about that. That was like, someone put up a sign for a lost bird, and he was like, that feels like a big ask. Like, they have a y-axis. I'm not catching a bird.
Yeah, they have a y-axis. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
And they're sharp.
Very sharp. Very pointy.
Yeah, what are you going to throw a net on it? How are you going to even get it?
One of those cargo nets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the Falconers just have access to all of these obsolete technologies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have they can
build booby traps.
They jump out of high spaces and they use the parachute from gym class.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Which actually works.
No, the
for
Falcon
them.
Carries them down.
Yeah.
Mm. By the back of their neck like a kitten.
That will immobilize you like a kitten. Yeah. And then you're just fine. Yep. Anyway, should we do number one?
Let's do it.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
This story comes to us from Flamboyant Squidworm. Thank you, Flamboyant Squidworm. And this is a story. There's been a police chase I'm just laughing because it's in England and all of their... It's a police chase from Bexley to Sheppey. So it was a 35-mile police chase, car chase. Eventually, a helicopter was also called in. To chase the driver. Eventually, he was a 21-year-old man. He ran out of fuel, so that was how they finally caught him. And when they... Oh, my God. So when they pulled him over, there were two things he had in the car. A driver's license that was issued from Legoland.
Okay.
That is... says driving license, an official member of the Legoland driving school.
Now I'm just imagining a DMV made out of Legos. Yeah. Like there's just all Lego people in there.
And I don't want to dox him, but they didn't blur this out. His driver number is Lego 5784-2003.
Wow.
Is Lego like in that universe, is it like Smurf? It has all these meanings all at once? Or they say question. Lego at all in Legoland?
I don't think
it's like
so.
Pokemon. They only say their name. I'm gonna look up what Lego means.
I'm trying to remember the Lego movie. They never say the word Lego in Lego movie, right?
Or something. Lego. No. I think they know that they're Legos.
Hmm.
Do they ever say Lego?
I don't think they do.
Are they aware?
Lego is an abbreviation of the two Danish words, leg godt, which means play well.
Yeah. So that's what the first thing they found. He gave them their Legoland driver's license. And perhaps hoping maybe it would distract them from the huge amount of weed he had in the car.
I didn't realize this.
That's why I said, oh my God, when I scrolled down. There is a massive bag of weed in this car. Good God. Like, this is one of the ones where it's like, if police took a photo and put this on Twitter with this on a table, you would be like, that is a lot of weed.
Yeah, I don't think you would quote tweet it to make fun of it, at least. Like, it is quite a bit of weed.
This is a huge amount.
It's not like the gun they found in the Titanic shipwreck.
Yeah. It's not a tiny
Davy Jones's flintlock.
Pearl-handled pistol or something.
Yeah. So they do have a little information here on how if you'd like a Legoland license, you have to go to Legoland and pass a fake driving test in a car made out of Legos.
All right.
Brick-built car.
Is this, what? Is this a real thing?
And you can sit in the Lego car.
According to Kent Online.
It seems extremely not fun.
Well, his thing also said 2003, so he might have done it as a child.
Going to, like, the fake DMV?
That's what I mean. They have the Lego DMV.
Deranged.
Yeah. You wait in line. This is because this is a Scandinavian toy, so they love bureaucracy.
That's fair.
They love, like, they love a strong civic institution.
Oh, I get to do some Lego paperwork.
Yeah, exactly. You get to take the test and then be approved.
Please pass the Lego stapler. I need to get these together in triplicate.
You do a lot of collating at the Legoland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Europe.
I have to get my Legoland license updated. I get a real ID one. Then I get the chip.
Yeah, you got to get the chip in there.
So I can go to Lego Canada. I can go to Lego Mexico. Man, those things like suck. I thought that they were cool because the thing about the license where they're like, oh, it's like a passport. You don't need a passport to go places. And I tried to get one of the DMV and the DMV lady was just like, it only counts if you go by like C. It's not, you can't fly with it. And I was like, oh, so it sucks. And she was like, yeah.
It's if you like, if you're driving to Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like pretty much it. Yeah.
I guess if you lived in like LA.
The real ID, well, we're all going to have to get them anyway.
Yeah.
Because states are going to start requiring them, right? Isn't that the thing?
Yeah. Next, they're going to put a fucking barcode on my neck.
They pushed it back like 3 times.
They're going to make us all hitman.
Because we're all going to be fucking hitmen.
Yeah.
Make me a damn hitman's, you know?
Yeah. I saw that guy wrestle again the other week, by the way.
Agent 47?
Agent 47, yeah.
Yeah. That was very funny that you had, like, your own idea of lore for this wrestler, and then you told it to me, and I was like, that is just a video game character that already exists, and not one of the cool ones.
I mean, he doesn't really have lore. He just is a...
Big nerd.
He's just a hitman. He has, like, personal
lore. Which is weird, because if you're a hitman, you definitely don't tell people that.
It's also very confusing because he comes out with holsters with guns in them and then is wrestling.
Yeah. Just use the solution. Guns. Just shoot the guy.
Yeah. We've been over this on this podcast, but still baffling to me.
Yeah.
Just shoot the guy.
Here, hold my guns. I got to wrestle. Yeah. So police say that, you know, despite that, they think that the reason for the chase was more likely the huge amount of marijuana in the car than
probably
the Legoland license.
So he
license.
Didn't have a real license? He gave them the Legoland license?
I don't think he had a real driver's license. I don't know if that was because he didn't want to, but it's like...
Yeah, just like smoke blaring out, like smoke coming out the windows. Like, this is like Tom Bombadil?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
It's Tom Bombadil. It is in the UK. I feel like it might be Tom Bombadil.
It's Tom Bombadil?
He was on a sled being pulled by rabbits as well. I don't know if that's something that...
With a huge amount of weed. A
huge bag of weed.
On his way to get some fucking tuber soup from Samwise Gamgee. Gamgee? I don't
know.
Gamgee. Gamgee. It's a fake somebody's grandma? Samwise grandma?
Gamgee. That is what someone would call a grandma. And then they'd say it, and you'd be like, you're like 35. Right. Why did you just say Gamgee?
Yeah, well, Gamgee and Gampy or whatever. It's like, good, come on.
You're an adult now. You can't call them that.
Care about these hairy little freaks? Somebody made up?
These guys aren't even real. I'm just like, all right.
Yeah. Fucking ring. Your problem. Not real.
Sounds like a you problem.
Just put it down.
Just put it down. That's what
I
do.
I have been thinking about someone being like, oh, did you guys get the ring to Mount Doom? And it turns out they had to stop because Frodo was having massive tuber soup diarrhea because it was so bad.
It took too long.
Sam.
Well, you know the hobbits got to go. They're constantly eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you'd think you'd want to curtail that on an adventure. You can't be stopping to take seventh meal shits all the time.
Yeah, not a great road trip buddy, actually.
Not a good
Hobbit.
Road trip buddy. Second, God, they make you stop at every fucking convenience store
second
to get
breakfast.
Snacks.
The tiny little stomach, so they're always shitting like a rabbit.
They do. Maybe, I bet they shit like rabbits.
Maybe it's like pellets, like a deer.
Yeah. Still no good, though. Still not what you
it's
want.
It's not what you want.
Yeah. Hey, I eat and shit all the time. I live in a hole in the hill, right? They live in a little like...
Yeah, it makes sense you don't respect them enough to pronounce their names right.
Yeah.
These are not things that deserve respect.
Yeah. You know who I do respect? Sauron. Now that guy has some good ideas.
That was a good TikTok I saw recently was someone yassifying Sauron. They gave him big fake eyelashes. It was very good. They put the little like hand with the acrylic nails under it.
Diversity win. Now there's a lady Sauron. A beautiful female eye watching over the land.
Yeah. Sauron has a smoky eye.
Yeah. Just, you know, doing a glitter cut crease on Sauron. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Shelob is a bit of a girl boss, I think.
Yep. That's right.
When I get older, I want to have beautiful long white hair like Saruman.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's still an unrealistic Saruman. Beauty standard. That's what I'm saying.
Walk into the barber with a picture of Saruman.
I want to look like Christopher Lee with the waist length hair.
They give you a white weave.
What does a barber do if you walk in and give them a picture of someone with longer hair than you have?
They give you a weave.
I know, but
I
want to
look like old Dracula.
If I'm talking barber, like, he does not know, like an old Italian barber does not.
Do they just say like, man, I'm sorry, you can't do this.
I did tweet once just walking to the oldest, like finding the oldest, most Italian barber I can and handing him a photo of Cloud Strife from Final Fantasy. Can you do this? I want a bunch of spikes.
Oh.
Hey, let me get this sour. You see it? It's on the wall. You go to the barbershop.
It's on
and
the
it's
wall.
Like,
hell yeah.
They have the different numbers and it's like a fade. And then one of them is Saruman. Hey, is number 8, is that Saruman? Yeah.
Is that Saruman the White?
Yeah, we did Saruman's hair. Yeah. That's.
He really did keep it in good shape. It was very healthy.
He looked great.
Yeah. Very silky looking.
Right until he fell onto that wheel.
That was a mistake. Falling onto the wheel was a mistake.
Yeah, you don't want to fall onto a wheel, especially if you got long hair like
no,
that.
No, it's all going to get caught in the wheel.
That's how he died. He got his hair caught in the wheel.
Sorry, I have to look up pictures of Saruman now.
Hey, can I see your phone? Good. Give me a sec. You're just deleting 400 pictures of Saruman.
He's goals. Saruman is goals.
Saruman is style goals. Saruman fan cam.
I googled him and someone has a picture on their Twitter avatar is him with the staff, but it's that Xbox logo at the end of the staff. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Tell me, someone... friend, when did Saruman the White abandon reason for fashion? And then he just starts,
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That is how he died in Lord of the Rings. His hair got caught in a lathe.
Yeah.
He was in the workshop making new staff. And it...
scalp you. You gotta tie that back.
Yeah. It's
a, Saruman wearing a hairnet. When
that's getting ready to fight, and he's got to tie it back in a ponytail. Hold on.
We got two braids.
Yeah. He should get like boxer braids, like cornrows, when he's about to fight. Like a boxer.
Saruman entering the octagon with his fucking hair braided.
I'm already thinking about Saruman face app stuff. It's not good.
I am also thinking about that. That will be done very quickly.
Disrespectful.
You will know why our Twitter account probably tweeted out a picture with no context of Saruman run through face app.
I want I want a picture of the barber board with Saruman photoshopped on one. That's what we gotta post. Making a request. Shelby usually is photoshopping while
just hitting Saruman with the cool old filter on the FaceApp.
I tell you, he would go viral on TikTok as a cool old guy.
I mean, cool old Saruman is just Count Dooku, and Count Dooku is not cool.
Just because you're old doesn't mean you can't be fashionable.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's yelling that to the Uruk-hai.
He's yelling that as he's falling into the wheel.
Oh no, the wheel.
Dun, 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 dun.
I was hoping I wouldn't fall into this.
Right. We need to end this podcast.
Yeah. You guys know that film. We'll end it. This is the last thing. You know the famous story with him on Lord of the Rings? Was he gets stabbed in the movie? Because he fucking was, he killed people. He killed Nazis.
Yeah.
And he gets stabbed in the movie. And he didn't yell, and then whatever.
Wait, sorry. Who killed Nazis? Like Christopher Lee killed Nazis?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's cool. He's cool, man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
he was also a count. He's the fact that he became an actor is shameful to his family.
Oh, yeah?
He was in the Hammer Dracula movies and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that. I didn't know he was okay.
Yeah, so he gets cool stabbed, and then Nazis. What's his fucking name? Peter Jackson.
Yeah.
He goes, "Hey, you're getting stabbed. Can you yell?" And he just goes, "A man does not." He's like, "People don't yell when they get stabbed. They just quietly drop to the ground." And they were like, "Cool. Well, then, next shot, I guess." Because he's like, "I've stabbed a man.
Stabbed people, yeah. Sick.
Yeah. Very cool."
Brad Dourif's just kind of like, okay. So do I get him again, or what's the
real hobbits don't like potatoes at all?"
He killed Nazis and he was around in real Middle Earth to consult.
Real thing.
They like tuber cucumbers. That's
real men
like.
Don't scream when you stick them in a stew.
All right. Should we do plugs?
Plugs.
Plugs, 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 plugs.
Everybody! Patreon.com/whatatimepod. We got a live stream coming March 30th, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Patrons only, so, smarten up.
Fork it over.
Yeah.
Crack that back pocket, baby.
Get real.
Yeah. Open that wallet. Get the moth out of there,
Stop pretending.
Out. Yeah. That's where all the stuff.
Feeling rather ungreased, my friend.
Yeah. That's where the stuff is for the show.
That's where the stuff is.
There's hundreds of bonus episodes. There's live show video. There's commentary tracks for Roadhouse and Fate of the Furious. There's other live streams, including the Death Nut Challenge. And
get wise, Jack.
Get wise,
get
Jack.
Get wise, Jack. Come on, man.
You know, there's so much stuff
Wheel
on there.
Wheel feeling a little squeaky. Get with the grease.
Yeah, frankly, yeah. It's outrageous how much stuff there is on there. And it's only $5 a month, so you should, hop to it. Patreon.com/whatatimepod. If you gave it the $10 level, you can also submit stories in the private Discord channels, among other channels as well. So check that out. And join the Discord. It's free in the description. If you like the show, give us a review on iTunes. Tell a friend. Pin them down. Make them listen. Make them subscribe on their phone when they're not paying attention.
Go through your significant other's phone and just subscribe to this podcast.
Set it to download automatically, so it counts as a play as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't look at their texts or anything. That's bad.
That's not
subscribe
cool.
to this podcast.
Yeah, they probably have
text
look.
Other people from their phone about the podcast.
Don't read
to the top.
Phone hard drives have a lot of space.
Take a piece of paper and like kind of cover everything but the box where you type, and then you can send the message, but you don't see their text, which
right.
is bad.
Right. Mm.
That's a violation
of
privacy.
Do a Siri, but that's tough because you have to talk then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's tricky.
Well, you know, if they're in the other room or in the shower or something.
Lock them out
of the apartment, then do it.
Put us on your parents' Roku or whatever.
Yeah.
Just auto-download.
Yeah, parents are a very untapped resource.
Yeah.
What is this that keeps downloading onto my...
Fill their old 128 megabyte hard drive with episodes of our podcast.
Yeah, so do that.
Their gateway slow as fuck. With episodes of our podcast.
They'll play it in Real Player. It'll work great.
Download episodes onto floppy disks, and you just put them. You need five disks per episode. So do that. Live stream March 30th. It'll be there'll be a link when it comes up, and we'll talk about it more before then. WhatATimePod.com. You also, if you're a $5 patron, you get free shipping at the store. WhatATimePod.BigCartel.com. What a Time Pod on Twitter, What a Time Pod on Instagram, What a Time Podcast at Gmail. I'm Patty Mo on all the stuff. I don't think I have anything to plug.
I have another podcast called Lie, Cheat, and Steal. It's a true crime podcast about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters. We just released some pretty topical ones so far this month, and I think we released one about this book, this manuscript thief named Filippo Bernardini. That was pretty good. And then next week, we should have another really interesting topical one about the Navy that is very fascinating to me. So that is Lie, Cheat, and Steal. Patty's laughing at me.
No.
Oh, okay. I was getting offended.
No, I was thinking about Saruman.
I'm thinking about Saruman. For good reason. You will see in a minute.
Oh, Shelby tweeted something good. And I have two shows. If you are near Williamsburg, I have two shows in Williamsburg on Wednesday, one at 8 at Two Boots Pizza and one at 10 at Pete's Candy Store. All my other dates are on my Twitter, Kath Barbadoro. And thank you so much. Eli, what you got?
If those are the shows, I think. They are both fun shows.
Yeah, Ambush and I forget the
pizza. Funhouse.
Funhouse, yes.
I have a show that, if you're listening to this the day it came out, it's tonight. So get over there at...
Go back in time.
Yes.
Oh, no, it's
Easy
on Monday
Lover
night.
In Brooklyn at, I believe, 7 p.m., give or take, called Seance Comedy. This is probably the plug that will be useful for the shortest amount of time of any podcast.
This plug will self-destruct.
Yeah, but there's that. Other than that, I don't have anything going on.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Goodbye.
We'll see you next week.
Cheers.